third staging of the Korean Film Festival takes to Montego Bay at the Palace Multiplex. Stay tuned as we give you highlights of the recent staging of the festival in Kingston and St. Andrew. We'll also give you a sneak peek at the upcoming one in Montego Bay on December 9. This is the Arts Page. Don't go anywhere.
We started to have a film festival in 2012. So basically speaking, this year it's the third Korean film festival in Jamaica. The reason why the Embassy of Korea brought this event to Jamaica because we wanted to enhance the bilateral friendship between two countries. And then we wanted to give better image of charming Korea in Jamaica by introducing contemporary Korean film.
Third Secretary in charge of cultural events at the Korean Embassy, Song Koon Kim. Despite diplomatic ties dating back to independence in 1962, Jamaicans do not know much about Korea and its culture. And so the Korean Embassy thought of a way to bridge the gap, an annual film festival. This would provide an opportunity to showcase Korean culture and build relations between both countries. Last month, November 24, the Korean Embassy kicked off its film festival in Kingston and St. Andrew at the Palace Cineplex with a showing of a Korean romantic comedy, All About My Wife.
The story of the film is about like a relationship between man and woman. Even though it's a Korean movie, but you know, the relationship between man and woman is basically same in every single country. So at the first time, man and woman start their relationship very, very like passionate emotion and some contribution and devotion. But as time goes by, that kind of love and feeling goes away. Then they are thinking about getting away from each other.
Well, I won't be telling you much more about that film because it will also be showing in Montego Bay. So be sure to check it out. Gents, don't worry. It's not just chick flicks. The film festival features action too.
So the opening movie for film festival in Montego Bay is kind of war movie, like war and action movie titled The Frontline. The movie is about the time when the end of Korean War in 1953. So at that time, South Korean Army and North Korean Army had faced against each other. So the movie is making people think how harsh the war is. And actually the movie is focused on what the Korean War is about.
Third Secretary in charge of cultural events at the Korean Embassy, Song Koon Kim. What's actually great about this Korean film festival is that the movies were not just randomly chosen, they are well loved in Korea. And this is one of the reasons The Thieves, the third highest grossing movie in South Korean history, is also a part of the 2014 Korean Film Festival. So on December 9 and 10, make your way to Palace Multiplex in Montego Bay for the viewing of four great Korean films. Tickets are free but will be given on a first-come, first-served basis. Shows will begin at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Join us again next week, same time, same place, for another edition of Arts Page. I'm Casita Irving. Remember to live, laugh, and love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.